This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, James, thank you very much. Folks, that's the voice of the man that I've told you about that I so admire. Wonderful company. Thank you, James. And we welcome you back. We are here to talk about the plants at your place, and the best way to do that is for you to give me a call. So I need to have that call right now. We have Steve Huddleston standing by, and he will go on the air with us in just half a moment here. But in the meanwhile, we have open lines available to you. I'll do the same thing I did an hour ago, and that is that this time of year, the calls typically are not diagnostic calls, so they don't take as long. When you have a call that has to begin, Neil, I don't know what my plant is, but here's what it looks like. Then you have to figure out what the problem is. That doesn't happen so much right now. 800-288-WBAP. So call right now. If you call now, you'll be one of the very first on the air. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. We go right now to Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate your joining us, and we're going to be talking about fall color and some things to do over Thanksgiving. Tell us about those.
Well, first of all, as far as fall color is concerned, the ginkgo is making quite a showing now. This is a slow-growing tree native to China. It is beautiful in every way. It has light gray and fissured trunk, an upright form, and fan-shaped leaves that turn buttery yellow in the fall. We have several near the conservatory. We have a beautiful one across the street from the restaurant that we know is a female, although it drops very little fruit, but it's gorgeous. And there's nothing prettier than those yellow leaves against a blue fall sky.
And why would I have chuckled about the female?
Because the fruit stinks.
It is awful, isn't it?
Yes.
And you had that right across from the restaurant, but luckily few fruit, you say.
Exactly.
These are cones, folks. These are fleshy cones, and that's why you want, when you go to the garden center, this may be my favorite source of yellow fall color, and it's beautiful. I have two of them at my home, and I'm thrilled with them. They're interesting, beautiful trees all year long.
Yeah.
Very interesting branching, but you need to go into a garden center and buy a male grafted tree. Mm-hmm. And I think, Steve, don't you think that's probably all they'll find in garden centers? No nursery's going to sell the others. Yeah. If it happens to die back to the ground, then you don't know what you have, so you need to start over. But anyway, I digress. Ginkgo, and that's beautiful. And you'll see that fall color. Interesting leaves. You know the leaves. It's Ginkgo biloba, by the way. You also mm-hmm. know that from the health food stores. So what else is going on?
Well, Thanksgiving is around the corner, and that's a wonderful time to take friends and relatives through our Japanese garden to see the beautiful fall color in that garden. Now, the Japanese maples have not yet reached their peak. They will do so after Thanksgiving, even into the first week of December. But right now, there's some beautiful color in the Japanese garden. And, of course, as you exit that garden, you might want to do some early Christmas shopping in our gift shop. We have a number of items in there. You can even think of purchasing friends or relatives a membership in the Fort Worth Botanical Society. This is an excellent gift for a gardening enthusiast, and memberships start as low as $40.
Well, and it also lets you come back time and again. There are other benefits when you have your plant sales. There are just all kinds of benefits, and so mm-hmm. a real gardener would really love that. That's great. What do you have in bloom in the garden right now? Woody shrubs that bloom in November.
Well, the Japanese Aralia, or Fatsia japonica, is blooming now. This is a tropical-looking shrub. It's evergreen. The leaves are huge. I mean, they're as big as your hand, and had a very tropical look to the landscape. This is a shrub that likes to do, well, it prefers shade. So we have it in the shade in the Japanese garden, and they're blooming right now. The flowers are very interesting. They're just little white knobs. But they're blooming, and they're white, and they're interesting to look at.
They're kind of in sprays, and they look kind of a little bit like fireworks or something.
Yes.
If you let your mind drift a little bit, but they're very curious to look at. They're not ugly, certainly. And folks, if you ever have English ivy, which is a sister plant to this out of the same family, if you have it going up into trees and you notice a spray of little white flowers, you'll see the relation between Fatsia and Hetera. Mm-hmm. And that's where Fatshedera, the botanical wonder plant, came from those two parents. So anyway, it's an interesting plant family. Encore azalea is about finished now.
They're still blooming, and they're beautiful.
Isn't that something?
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Strong.
Lots to see at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. How does somebody find you?
Well, let me give the Thanksgiving hours.
Do that, please. Yeah, good point.
The Garden Center itself is closed on Thanksgiving Day, but open 10 to 5 the day after Thanksgiving. And, of course, the entire garden is open on Thanksgiving Day. The Japanese garden is open on Thanksgiving Day from 10 to 5. So
basically, it's just the Garden Center building that's shut on Thanksgiving. Oh,
exactly.
My goodness gracious. You guys are real, real workhorses. All right, so how do they find you?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right, 2 miles west of downtown Fort Worth on I-30, and very easy to find. Just look for the biggest trees on that side of town. 24-hour information number.
That number is 817-871-7686.
And folks, if you go to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden website, which Steve will give you in just a moment, you can see photos from the Japanese garden, and some of those are of previous year's fall color, which will tell you that you may want to clean off the lens and get an extra flash memory drive, because I bet you want to go. So give that website if you would.
Yes, it's fwbg.org.
Steve, you're tremendous. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye. Dallas Plumbing Company has sponsored that report of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, dallasplumbing.com. Dallas Plumbing has served the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex continuously since 1903. Family owned by the Downs family for four generations, one company for all of your plumbing and heating and air conditioning needs. They simply are the very best. Best Plumber in D Magazine, Best Pick Plumber, Air Conditioning and Heating by Best Pick Report, and the Consumer's Choice Award for years and years and years. This is Dallas Plumbing. You know them for their orange and black trucks that are in your neighborhood all the time. I hope that when there is need, that truck will stop at your home, because if it doesn't, you have somebody who won't do as good a job. Nobody is better than Dallas Plumbing. They offer plumbing parts to the public and the trade weekdays 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 until noon. And that is at their retail location. By the way, on service, new customers or customers who haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the last 3 years get $50 off their first plumbing or air conditioning heating service call. Now, let me talk about these plumbing parts. You will find them at 11,055 Plano Road, 11,000 Plano Road. And I want to read these two paragraphs carefully. It's a new copy for me. Dallas Plumbing Company offers plumbing parts to the public and the trade weekdays 9 to 5, Saturday 9 till noon. That makes them the only plumbing parts source besides Home Depot, Lowe's, and Ace Hardware in the North and Northeast Dallas area, open on Saturday. Right now, Dallas Plumbing is offering a $100 off the installation of a tankless water heater. This is a wonderful opportunity to upgrade your old water heater. I'm going to be calling and asking about that. And the phone number I'll call is the number you need to call, 214-340-6300. And again, that display showroom for kitchen and baths and plumbing supplies, 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas, about a mile north of LBJ. 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
All right. Thank you, Michelle, very much. Let's go right back to our phone lines. We have John in Grapevine. John, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
Well, I've got a wisteria that's several years old. It's about 2 inches in diameter. It has put out some runners like it does, and one has come up about 18 inches away. And I heard on your show one time that if you wanted to move these, you should trench down and cut that main tie to the original parent plant. I've done that, didn't kill it.
Good.
I'm wondering when I could transplant this.
All right, so it was rooted into the ground.
Yes.
Okay, good. Transplanting ought to be done while it's dormant in the winter, so you're looking at another month or so. One good hard freeze, 25 degrees, 28 degrees, that's what you need. And
okay.
By the time that happens, any time from then on through mid-February would be fine.
All right. That's what I needed to know.
Easy as that. Good luck with it. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Pete in Venus. Pete, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I've got Arizona ash and Texas ash in my front yard, and I planted them about, I'm going to say right at 10 or 11 years ago. And believe it or not, I haven't hardly watered them at all. I just let Mother Nature more or less take care of them. Just how durable are these trees? I mean, they seem to be holding pretty good.
Well, you've made it through the worst of times for each of them, especially Arizona ash. Most of the young Arizona ash trees that die don't necessarily die from drought, but they die from Arizona ash borer.
Yes, sir.
There's an insect that gets into them and usually results in their demise.
Yes, sir. They look like they're about 20 foot tall now.
Yeah. They're attractive trees. I would not want to plant ash trees, and if I had to choose between those two, I'd go with Texas ash. We have 11 acres where I live in the country, and I have native Texas ash on that in the property, and certainly I don't take them out, but I also don't go out of my way to find them and use them elsewhere on our property.
Well, I noticed it might have been I have the hardest time telling my trees. I just go buy them and plant them. If they come up, I call it a tree. But my concern now is the one closest to the house. Year before last, before we had this drought, kind of like one side of the tree, a bunch of the branches died.
That would be from borers, probably. You probably will find that there are tunnels of borer damage in that side of the trunk.
Yes, sir. So can I just cut that out and hopefully stop that, or do you know?
No, you don't stop ash borers. That's the reason that I don't recommend ash trees is because of the borers. They cause the life expectancy of Arizona ash to be probably, I'd say, 8 or 9 years. 10 years would be their average life expectancy of Arizona. Texas ash, a little longer. They're a little more durable, but not enough to really move up on my list very far.
In other words, I better be prepared to go ahead and get ready to top this Arizona ash out and take it down to the ground, right?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't mean to be negative about things, but if you have a car that's 10 years old and it had a bad reputation when you bought it, and you've put a lot of miles on it, and it's been through some bad weather extremes, it's probably not looking too good for that car or your tree, and so that's kind of where you are. I think I'd just not invest a lot in it. I'd watch it, make sure it doesn't fall on your house.
Because it's real close to our house.
I'd be scared to death to have an ash tree near my house.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Pete. Good luck with it. Sorry to be so negative on the ash trees. I just, my friend Steve George, I heard him say in a talk that we were giving together, and I was saying, waiting my turn, and Steve used the phrase, I never met an ash tree that I liked. He said, I'm not Will Rogers, and then went on with that in a much more humorous way. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine features outstanding garden writers from all over Texas. We have published it now for 27 years, and it has won very nice recognition as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. If you buy my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar in combination with, in tandem with, a subscription, new or renewal to my magazine, we're going to give you a 1/3 savings on the calendar. The calendar alone will pay for the entire offer. Here's why. The calendar has more than 10,000 words telling you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. A huge amount of information. That's hundreds of bullets. It's down at the bottom of the grid on each month's page. My best 12 photos that I've taken of the last year are all in the calendar. It looks fabulous. I have just received my first, here is your first copy, Mr. Sperry, here is your baby, copy last night at 5 o'clock, I'm sorry, in a parking lot in Richardson. The printer handed me a pack of 25 of them, and they had gotten those ready. They're not all cut and bound yet. They will go to the mail center before too long and then go into the U.S. Postal Service, so don't call asking where they are. None has mailed yet. The calendar is beautiful, prettiest one we've ever done. 30 years I've done the calendar. Get the calendar at a 1/3 savings by buying it with the magazine today before 11. Wonderful Christmas gift, and don't delay. We have a limited supply of the calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
All right, sir. Thank you. What a great company that is, Advanced Foundation Repair. And we welcome Callaway's Nursery. They are a sponsor of our home landscape school, and we're pretty pumped about that. Fill your home with the unforgettable fragrance of an old-fashioned, fresh-cut Christmas tree from Callaway's Nurseries. And Callaway's has searched for the highest quality trees from the best growers in the country. The trees have just arrived. They're ready to decorate your home. Select from superb blue, green, noble firs and soft-needled Fraser firs from 3 to 11 feet tall, starting at $59.99, available green or snow-flocked. Each premium tree at Callaway stays fresh. Because it receives a fresh cut, it's placed in a water reservoir stand with a bag for convenient disposal at the end of the season. This season, when you purchase a premier quality poinsettia, 10% of the sales will go to support Texas-based Lena Pope Home. Everything sold at Callaway's Nursery comes with the Garden Center's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Create happy memories. Visit a Callaway's Nursery today. 16 Dallas-Fort Worth locations ready to serve you. Visit them online at callaways.com. Friendly people, a long tradition of bringing beauty to North Texas, Callaway's Nursery. Because life should be beautiful, callaways.com.
You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com, then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, Preston Road, and George Bush 190 in Plano. 1-800-4-BAYLOR. And Arborological Services, the Dallas area number 972-442-1524. Tarrant County area 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com.
All right. I want to tell you right now about the fine folks at Dalworth Crawl Space. Now, I want to explain what this is about. You hear me talk about Dalworth this, Dalworth that, and that's Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, Dalworth Clean.com, all that, and longtime advertisers. And this is a part of that family of companies. And but Dalworth Restoration is the division within that family. And that Dalworth Crawl Space falls in. Please don't get mired in that. I just need to send you to the correct website, and that is dalworthrestoration.com. And I want you to go there because you can see what I'm talking about. It is kind of an odd concept, probably something you didn't think about. Now, if you have a home with a dirt crawl space, it'll cost more to heat and cool. It may have structural damage caused by that dirt crawl space. It might even be affecting your health. Have you ever been out in a ground that is wet and hasn't had very good ventilation, and you begin to wheeze and cough? Well, that's probably mold and fungus. Dalworth Crawl Space has a solution. Clean Space Encapsulation System. A Clean Space liner is used to isolate the home from the earth completely and permanently, similar to a pool liner. It's seven layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. The liner is installed and sealed along the walls and flooring, and it's also sealed around other objects like pipes and columns and piers. Go, please, to dalworthrestoration.com and see Dalworth Crawl Space. dalworthrestoration.com. By the way, if you ever have smoke or fire or water damage in your home, this is the company to call. When you see that truck that says Dalworth Restoration going somewhere, you know that miracles are about to happen. 214 or 817-267-8433, the number for all that I've talked about. 214 or 817-267-8433, dalworthrestoration.com. Let's go to PJ in Corinth. PJ, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil.
How may I help you, sir?
When can I transplant rose bushes? They're just, one's a climber and one's just a regular rose bush.
All right. Any transplanting of any plant that is woody, and roses, as they grow, begin to get categorized as woody shrubs or woody vines. Any woody plant should be transplanted during the winter, during the dormant time. It's the only successful time to dig and move plants. You want to hold as much soil as you can around them. A lot of times when we buy roses, especially in the olden days, the roses would be bare-rooted, not in pots. And when we transplant an established rose, we need to put that thinking behind us and consider it to be a shrub and dig with a sharpshooter spade and dig it very carefully and then lift it with the soil around the root system. But midwinter, so you're looking at late December, January, early. I'd rather have you have it done by the 1st of February.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Reed in Gorman. Reed, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
How may I help you?
Well, last year I bought 20 baba berries, and one of them survived. I plan to reorder because I'm intent on having this kind of raspberry as a as an adapted form this far south. Raspberries don't do well this far south. But the baba berry is a special one that was discovered in California in a warm area, and it apparently didn't survive, perhaps because of a lack of breaking dormancy. Would you comment on that, please?
Well, I can agree with you on how it was discovered. That I had heard about. Now, I had inquiries on baba berries many, many years ago. It's been 5 or 6, 7 years ago. I don't even remember when. One inquiry. And since then, I've had zero inquiries. And I have to confess, without getting into any detail, that when I saw the topic, I got a little bit nervous because of what some other radio programs do. And
can I hurt them?
I am not aware of that being a wreck. I am not aware of that being a recommended Texas A&M cultivar for Texas. I'm not aware of that. It is not. You may have heard me opening an envelope. My Wamak nursery catalog just arrived yesterday, and I had it here by my laptop. I opened it up, and they do not sell them. I would think they would have them as long as it's been out if it were a good variety. I'm going to look it up on A&M website during the news break in a few minutes, and I'll report back right on the other side. I'd be very timid about planting them. My theory on raspberries for Texas, since Dorman red raspberry is such a dreadful tasting thing, and it is the one that I've always known to be the only one adapted, they are so affordable in the groceries. I just grow other stuff that I know I'll succeed with, and I don't waste the time, money, effort, prayers, hope, and space trying to grow raspberries here. I just feel like I'm swimming upstream. Let me see what I can find on baba berries from Texas A&M online.
Yes.
Would that be a fair deal?
I have planted raspberries from Olmec, and I was not successful.
Well, the Dorman red raspberries are, I have planted those, and I planted them once, and it's not Womack's fault. It's from Mississippi State University, and everybody who offers it and everybody who grows it and says, yeah, it grows well here, but you're not going to like the flavor. It's certainly not a typical raspberry flavor. It's like more like a cardboard flavor. So I would go with blackberries. I'd go with other berries. I'd stay away from the raspberry group unless I can find something. Give me 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and on the other side of the news, I will have a report back for you. I promise. I'll do my homework. All right. I think he may be gone, but Reed, I'll find out everything I can. Keep listening, and I'll have it for you in 5 minutes. Let's get into our newscast now, as we need to do at this time of the hour. I want to begin. Once again, I told you early in the program that I'm going to have some unusual advertising today that you either haven't heard here for a while or that you have never heard here before. And This is a wonderful bunch of my friends that I'm about to tell you about, and that's Crump's Gardens in McKinney. They are north of McKinney. CrumpsGardenCenter.com, C-R-U-M-P-S. CrumpsGardenCenter.com is the website, and you really want to pay attention to this. Bryce and Willie Crump founded Crump's Gardens in 1939 after 73 years and five generations of Crump family growers. Their reputation for the exceptional service continues to grow. The Crump family, which includes a fifth-generation grower, Kevin Crump, takes great pride in serving their customers with distinction. Crump's opened its first small shop in old downtown McKinney on the square and then relocated to its current home in northern McKinney, northwest, just west of Highway 75 in 1977. Everything they sell is fresh, not shipped to them, and all of their plants are varieties that will survive and thrive in Texas. They pride themselves on customer service, and they serve the community with high-quality flowers and plants. This ad is being done as a sponsorship of the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney fun run that was held yesterday. And the reason that they chose today to run their ad, and there will be another one next Sunday, is because on Sunday, December 2, from 12 until 4, they will host their Poinsettia Christmas Open House. Now, Santa will be there from 12:30 to 2:30. Tour the greenhouses, more than 65,000 poinsettias on display, and they'll tell you how they grow them. It really is a beautiful sight. That'll be from 12 until 4 that day. Santa's there 12:30 to 2:30. They also have fresh cut Christmas wreaths and greens for sale. For more information on their open house, go to crumpsgardencenter.com, or you can call them for all your flower needs. Their florist and their retail center at 972-542-3346. 972-542-3346. Crump's is at 3163 Farm to Market 543 in McKinney. Take exit 75 to exit 43 and then go west. You'll see them from Central. Just go west about half a mile. You'll see them right up the hill there. Crump's Gardens in McKinney.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
One of the calls I intend to make in the next week is to Smith Thompson Home Security. I really want them to have the security system in our home, and I hope that you will do the very same thing. I hope that you will call them and tell them, boy, Neil went on and on and on. I need you to do that with all of my sponsors. I want you to do that with Smith Thompson. Just say, hey, Neil said he's going to be doing this, and I want some of that too. There are, I don't like to give numbers away. That's their business, but I will tell you there are tens and tens and tens of thousands of happy customers who are Smith Thompson customers. And I'll tell you some of the reasons why in just a minute. It's more than 100,000. How much are you paying for your home monitoring system? Well, if you upgrade your existing system to Smith Thompson Home Security, you would be paying only $16.95 per month, and that is with no contract commitment. Smith Thompson can even convert existing monitoring systems for the same low price of $16.95 per month. This is about integrity. This is about honest business dealings. This is about a company that is locally based and that has 24-hour live people at the phones right in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. If you're still using a landline for your home security system, you can get rid of that landline. Upgrade to cellular wireless monitoring with Smith Thompson. Total price, $16.95 a month. You're waiting for me to add something on. I have nothing to add. There's nothing in my ad copy to add. No lengthy contract, local service, 24-hour operators, ability to convert your existing system, ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring, $16.95 a month. Smith Thompson. Now, I hope you'll remember $16.95 a month, but even more, I hope you'll remember a phone number, 1-800-411-WIRELESS. 1-800-411-WIRELESS. And you know what? I don't have that numerically. You're going to have to spell it yourself. 1-800-411-WIRELESS, smiththompson.com. And it looks like it's now time for the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, and it's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We have 57 degrees now at 9:35. Attempts being made to broker a ceasefire in Israel. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. The WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, cloudy today with a chance of sprinkles this afternoon. We'll get up to about 65 Tonight, 51 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy. Maybe a shower possible. 69 for the high. Then Tuesday and Wednesday, partly sunny, dry. High should be in the low 70s. Partly sunny skies, 57 degrees. Now a check of WBAP's 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
Construction hotspot in North Dallas, westbound 635 LBJ at Preston is reduced to one lane because of construction. That is scheduled until noon today, according to TxDOT, and that was causing very heavy delays from 75 Central and the High 5 interchange. Near Fair Park downtown, watch for a stalled vehicle eastbound I-30 at Grand Avenue in one of the right lanes. Also in the mid-cities, road work westbound Highway 183 between Highway 121 and Brown Trail in the right lanes. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Egyptian security officials say a senior Israeli official has arrived in Cairo for talks on a ceasefire, one that would end the Israeli offensive in the Gaza Strip. An aide to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Cairo says there are serious attempts to reach a ceasefire now. President Obama says no country on earth would tolerate missiles raining down on its people. And the president says Israel has a right to defend itself, and any effort to resolve the conflict must start with no missiles being fired into Israel's territory. Tom Price, the chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee, says both sides have agreed on the need to raise revenue in order to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff. But he says raising tax rates on Americans making $250,000 or less won't just affect individuals.
It hits nearly a million small businesses. And if we're increasing taxes on small businesses, guess what won't be created? Jobs.
And the owner of an oil platform that caught fire in the Gulf of Mexico says divers will continue the search for the one remaining missing worker. Again, looking for a high today of 65. It is 57 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very, very much. By the way, if you'd like to give us a call, I would love to hear from you right now. I didn't give the number before we went for the news. And that phone number for calling is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We've made our way through all the calls that I had. I reload those lines now every half hour, seems like. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. I'm going to tell you right now about WhizQ Stone, and it is a joy to tell you about this company. I love the people. These people are just great. Mike Wisnand is very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, and he has brought his son Derek up to be the very same way. What a wonderful family. I didn't know Mike's dad, but he must have been a swell guy because the family lines are just fabulous. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. That's where they've been since Mike's dad founded the company back in 1983. You've heard me talk about all the beautiful stone that they have on their 18 acres. Well, they also have holiday lights. Not just lights like you go down and buy at a discount store for a dollar and you string out and you say, well, why did those burn out already? These lights are spectacular. They're like the holiday displays in downtown Fort Worth and Chesapeake Plaza. Fully customize your holiday decor this season with professional grade, top quality holiday lights. LED and traditional light strands starting at 25 feet up to 1,000 foot rolls. Retrofit bulbs in C9 and C7 LED. They have 10 colors and many styles. Stakes and clips for easy installation. They have contractor-grade greenery, pre-lit wreaths, and garlands. You'll see a noticeable difference in the quality when compared to other outdoor holiday lighting. WhizQ Stone is a supplier of holiday lights, but they do not install. They can provide a list of installers. Visit the experts at WhizQ Stone at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call them tomorrow. They're closed Sundays, 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, and now holiday lights.
You're listening to WBAP. That means you know what's going on. Now, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Leaves are falling, you'll want to get help from Dixon Brothers to winterize your swimming pool successfully the Pool Life way. Go to Dixon Brothers to get a pool cover or an automated pool sweep to keep leaves and debris out of the water. Keep your pool water clean, clear, blue, and enjoyable all year long. Leaves don't belong in the bottom of a garden pond either. You can pick up a pond shark net to scoop existing leaves from the pond and a pond cover to keep, that's a net to keep new leaves out. Add Pig Out, proven beneficial bacteria, naturally to devour the remaining organic debris in the water, keeping it healthy, clean, and beautiful all winter long. Dixon Brothers is your best resource for all aquatic needs. Mary Traveland and her crew are working with water, providing beautiful floating lake fountains, water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool pumps, motors, chemicals, and service, even water well pumps and supplies. If it's water-related, Dixon Brothers has it for you. The skilled staff at Dixon Brothers has the knowledge and experience in the industry that you can trust. Call them. Call them tomorrow. They're open 6 days a week at 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Or visit their 20,000-square-foot showroom. That's half an acre. Dixon Brothers open Monday through Saturday at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. Worth the drive. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
All right, thank you, Fred, very, very much. That was the same year that Mike Sutton started screening for me. Mike is in his next to the last day of screening. He's wonderful, and I'm very grateful for him. He wants to have his Sundays to do some more work at a more serious level with his church, and I can't find any fault with that. I didn't argue very hard on that one. He's a dear friend, and he's going to continue to help us with our landscape school consultations, and so that's the best of all worlds. So thank you, Mike, very much. And Lee Riza is back. Lee hasn't been producing my program for about a month now, and it's nice to have him back. Things go well when Lee is around, and I have lots of good producers at WBAP. I'm grateful. I did a quick search for Reed and Gorman about baba berries, the raspberry variety, and boy, I do not see much recommending it for Texas on the A&M website. I did a search, and it played out almost immediately. The Tyler Smith County Extension Horticulture website in their recommended variety list has it, and lists as trial only. And that's not a good sign. So I just don't think I'd waste the time. That's a personal feeling. And Reed, you got to do what you want to do there. All right, we have an open line now. If you'd like to call before we go back to the phone lines, that number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. It looks like we're doing fruit crops here for the next few minutes. John in Hurst, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
Yes, sir. We inherited some land over in the Hallettsville area, and we have quite a few mature pecan trees, but they have the smaller nuts on them, and I was wondering if there is a way to graft those mature trees to where you could take like a paper shell pecan and graft them.
Yes, that can be done. The top working is what it would be called. Finding somebody who is willing to do that and able to do it may be a little bit more of a challenge. I would contact the county extension office in, let's see, help me with Hallettsville. That's west of San Antonio?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's between LaGrange and Victoria.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I was going the wrong direction a little bit. I would contact somebody in that county, in that county extension office, and ask if they have anybody who does that kind of top working. Another place that you might contact would be the nursery that I just referenced in a call or two ago, and that's Womack Nursery in De Leon. They sell the pecan graft wood, and they may know people in that area who do this. Womack Nursery is, their phone number is 254.
Give me just a second. I'm driving right
no,
now.
No, you know what? Can you remember?
I'm going to stop real quick.
Okay,
and
you're
write
fine.
The number down.
I'll keep talking. Womack's is a fourth generation grower of fruit and pecan varieties. and they always have the recommended variety, so that's why I always lean on them so heavily. Tell me when you're ready, and I'll give it to you. But it's not going to be an inexpensive task. Yeah, Womack Nursery, W-O-M-A-C-K, and phone number is 254-893-6497. 254-893-6497, and it's womacknursery.com. It's a wonderful website.
Okay.
Yeah, I would try those two sources. I would do a little bit of online research. There is a huge amount of research on top working pecans online at I have several things, and if you need to keep moving, I can this stuff I can number one would be look at Aggie Horticulture grafting mature pecan trees. There will be information that will come up with that match. Look at the pecan handbook that is available from the Texas Pecan Growers Association. I don't remember how much, about $20. There is a pecan short course that comes up, I think, right after the first of the year at College Station. You ought to go to that if you're going to be doing very much of this. Super Bowl Sunday, I have Dr. George Ray McEachern from Texas A&M on the air with me all that morning. He is the state pecan specialist, and we've done that for 31 years now on Super Bowl Sunday. And I just turned the whole program over, and you ought to call George Ray. But every year when we do that, he says, yeah, we've just finished the pecan short course. So you ought to get on the lead into that and go attend that.
Okay. Now, does George have a number where I could reach him now to kind of talk to him? Because I know if you're going to do this, it has to be done in January, from what I'm understanding.
That's correct. Do the online research first, and then you can reach him through Texas A&M Horticulture, the Horticulture Department.
Okay. Now, I've gone to the Horticulture website, but I didn't have much luck trying to navigate it. Is there a special part of it that you need to go to?
All right, let me I will do something very quickly that I never do here. I'm going to go to I use Yahoo. I'm the one guy still using Yahoo. So I'm going to put in Aggie Horticulture, and this is a wonderful website for anybody listening right now. Pecan grafting mature trees. That's going to be my web search, and let's see how many matches we get. I'll be very curious. But Aggie Horticulture is the operative. I have Aggie Horticulture, and it's probably going to, I'll click on the one that says archives. There are several. It also takes you to Penn State because they cite A&M. There's a ton of stuff on there. Aggie Horticulture is how you get where you want to be. You were probably in the Horticulture Department website, which is not where they answer questions, not where they have their fact sheets. That's more the education of the department.
I called the
do that search, John.
Whatever that you have on your website,
right?
And they referenced me to the A&M website down there. But that's what I'm saying. Once I got there, I didn't know how to get where I needed to go.
In the interest of time, let me just say, put in Aggie Horticulture as the beginning of your web search, and that will get you into the right area. I got to run. I really appreciate your call. Thank you, and good luck with it. You can do it. I know you can. All right, let's see. I need to get my last break in, and I'm behind, and I have some other callers who are waiting, so forgive me for that. Let me very quickly give you the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's for next year's garden calendar. I have the first 25 copies in my possession. It is not ready to mail yet. It will soon. Don't call asking when it's going to arrive because it hasn't even been sent to the mailer yet, but it will this week, I'm sure. All right, here is the information. Calendar is beautiful. That's an opinion. That's not information. That's not fact. It's my opinion. I think you'll agree it's fact. You get to make that determination. But I think it's the prettiest one of the 30 that I've produced, 30 years worth. It has more information than I've put in other calendars, and it tells you in 10,000 words when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. The reason I know it has more information is I had to cut more out and condense it when I turned it to the design artist. She said, ooh, you're five lines too long, and I had more of that this time than ever. So there you go. We also have the calendar with all that information of when to do things at a one-third savings if you call my office before 11 o'clock today and buy it and a one-year subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Been publishing our magazine 27 years. It's been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. I know you're going to like it, and we're going to make it worth your while. The calendar alone will pay for the cost of the entire thing, just in the savings of doing the right things at the right times. These make wonderful Christmas gifts. Think about that. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, 100% guaranteed. So call before 11 when the office closes down. $38.95 total price. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
The Vocal Majority, America's premier Pops Chorus, presents A Christmas at the South Pole.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Find out what happens when Santa Claus gets a new GPS and gets lost at the South Pole. Surrounded by the award-winning Vocal Majority Chorus, dressed as penguins. It's a fun, laugh-filled show the whole family will love, combining beautiful music, wonderful staging, Santa Claus with some elves, and 100-plus penguins. The Vocal Majority in A Christmas at the South Pole for a limited five-show engagement at the Icewind Center in Richardson, Thursday through Sunday, December 13th through the 16th, including two matinees. Tickets are priced from $10 to $43. These shows always sell out, so order your tickets now at vocalmajority.com or at the Icewind Center ticket office at 972-744-4650. The Vocal Majority in concert. Order now at vocalmajority.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
All right, two of my favorite things in that break, the Vocal Majority Chorus, their Christmas concert. You heard Nick Alexander say five concerts. I think the first time they've done five, just because they do sell out. So don't delay. Be at the Eisman Center, and they are just fabulous. And then Serenity High, what more can I say? You know how much I love them. I'll be doing my pen sales this year. We'll be starting up not Thanksgiving weekend, but after that. And I'll have details on my website and here next Sunday. So all the proceeds from my pen sales go to help the kids at Serenity High. Norway Irrigation. Bill Jensen's been my friend for 42 years. We have been in the same industry. He was a nurseryman when I met him. In fact, some of the plants in my first home were from his nursery. And I knew Bill then. And then when he opened Norway Irrigation 30 years ago, he came aboard as an advertiser. 30 years together working to help Norway Irrigation by spreading the word that this is the best. This is the quality that you want with a sprinkler system. You know, sometimes you can go to this gigantic company out there that's in every city in America and you have them come do something and you say, well, that was not done with a whole lot of care about the customer service. With Norway Irrigation, it is about customer service. It's about the quality of the design, the quality of the product that gets installed, and the quality of the installation, and the quality of the follow-up work that's done on routine maintenance of a Norway system. They're the best. All the way through, they are the best. They are not huge. Bill has purposely kept his company at a manageable size. He wants it to have quality. That's what they're about. Norway Irrigation. 972-446-3292 for all of your irrigation needs. You ought to give this to yourself as a Christmas gift. Norway Irrigation. 972-446-3292. NorwayIrrigation.com. Back to our phone lines to Jerry in Arlington. Jerry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
The question I have for you this morning is about tropical plants. We have a house over by the lake. We've got three different kind of palms. We have Saratoga palm, Mexican palm, and another palm that's similar to the Mexican palm, but it's a little darker and smaller. Just wondering how to protect those this winter.
Well, I don't know Saratoga palm, so I'm kind of at a loss on that one. Some palms, you know, are totally tropical, and they're not going to make it through a winter. I think what you're going to have to do is a quick web search of what is the hardiness zone for the various plants that you're growing. And if you don't know the name of one of them, then you're going to have to just assume it to be tropical and go from there. But in terms of protecting palms, the ones that are more, you know, if you're near an electric outlet or something, because I'm sure getting a hum on the phone, or else my headphones are shorting. I hope it's at your end.
We do have one Mexican palm that is very large in the front yard. It's been there for a number of years.
Right.
So
well, that one's probably going to be all right through most winters. On a couple of palms that I have, and a couple of other plants that are tropical, including Aspidistra, I have the floating row cover or frost cloth that I pull over them and will leave as long as it's really cold. I need to buy a new roll of it. It just dawned on me as I was talking about that I used up all that I had. I bought a 10-foot roll years ago. I'm down to zero now. But that will gain you about 6 or 8 degrees of temperature help, and it also will stop the wind from blowing across the leaves. That's what you would do with the marginally hardy ones. I'm sorry?
One other question. We also planted the non-bearing, the banana trees.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've had them before, and normally what I do is, before they started getting real soft and just fell over, cut them down to the ground, put a large bag of, you know, insulation over them, and then they'd come back just great.
That's all you need to do. I just posted on Facebook about 3 days ago, let the freeze kill them to the ground, cut all that mushy stuff out of the way, or 2 days later, cut all the dried stuff out of the way, and put shredded tree leaves over, and then a piece of chicken wire to hold the leaves in place. Same deal. And they'll come back nine winters out of 10, 19 out of 20 probably. Gotta run. I'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.